This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There are enough people out there who bash women, period, but bash female basketball players every single day. And yes, we're having to deal with that and live with that and fight that every single day. Like, don't be one of those people. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast produced in partnership with the WNBA. I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson.
Court
is in session. Yeah! I had my gavel close by today, so we're good.
I look forward to that.
Every time. Well,
that's how exciting my life is.
I think this is a great thing to be excited about. And, you know, we're recording this on a holiday Monday. Cheryl is, you know, we're here. We're here to talk about it. And it's okay. We always have to come as we are. And we're going to bring 100% to talk about the W right now.
Always. We are always here. So. Listen, I'm going to say it right now to you and to everyone else. If you don't hear or feel the same energy for me as always, blame it on the dentist.
Blame it on the dentist.
Don't blame it on the boogie.
Well, if we're starting off with the song, I mean, we're starting off great. But this is full week of the WNBA season. And let's talk about some standings real quick, because Aces, which we're going to talk about in just a second.
Yeah.
4-0, hot start. The Connecticut Sun sitting at second place in the standings, 3-1. Quick reaction. Are you surprised by that or not?
Because by the Sun? The Sun? Yeah. I really am.
Me too.
I think a lot of people are. Yeah, I don't think the Sun's surprised, but I think a lot of people are. I'm very surprised.
Very, very surprised. Chicago Sky also at 3-1 and
surprised
by that. Mm-hmm. I think if you ask Kalia Copper, she is not surprised. She looks like she is on a mission this season so far. And then at the bottom is the Minnesota Lynx, 0-4, which is a really, really tough start. I know that they just lost to the Aces, which, as we can see, they are on a very hot start. So see if they can turn some things around. We'll keep
an eye out. Or not surprised?
No, I think they are trying to figure out an identity. You can just see the rotations are new. Everyone's just trying to figure out what their place is in Minnesota. And it shows, like, each quarter they're trying to figure it out.
They're trying to put it together. Mm-hmm. I want to just give a shout out to one team that, and regardless of record, but a team that I surprisingly enjoyed watching because I didn't know what they'd be like. I'm enjoying watching the Sparks.
Oh yeah.
I told her this in AU, but I am a Jordan Canada fan.
JC.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Zaya
Cook. So I'm enjoying. And then you throw your vets in there, Shanae and NECA. Like,
well, they went to Vegas. They just played the Aces back to back.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about that game.
The second one. We're going to talk about it from the Aces standpoint because that was their ring ceremony, but it was really rough for the LA Sparks. Like half of the team was out with a non-COVID illness. They lost to the Aces 93-65. Chinnea Agumbike, JC, Jordan Canada, Leija Clarendon, so many players were out. That injury report just shocked me as it came across my social feed. I was like, okay, who's going to play for us?
I really thought it was like a misprint or something. Who's playing? What are we doing? Are we canceling the game?
Yeah. That was a lot of the comments. So I'm glad that we found some players to play. Carly Samuelson had a great game that game, but she got some minutes. I think it's good for a lot of the players to just kind of, that was a practice game just to get some shots up, get into the offense, because the Aces, I mean, they look like they haven't missed a beat, and they got their rings on Saturday. Just to give some context of why all of the spotlight was on this moment, even more so than them hanging in the banner and giving rings. Mm. But after serving a 2-game suspension, head coach Becky Hammon was back on the sidelines and was included in the ceremony. De'Erica Hamby, who was traded in January and accused the Aces of treating her unethically as a result of her pregnancy, was also there because the Aces were playing the Sparks. The WNBA investigation that followed resulted in Hammond's suspension. Hamby received a very warm welcome from the Aces crowd, which was really nice to see and to hear. She hugged Kathy Engelbert and the owner, the Aces owner, Mark Davis, but she did not interact with Hammond or stand with the Aces when the banner was unveiled. I wasn't expecting her to do those things. That's not her team anymore, but it was a little awkward, but I'm happy to hear this is what, you know, Asia Wilson, who is the leader of this Aces team, she came out and made a comment about De'Erica Hamby. This is what she had to say.
I mean, it does. And I mean, whatever that may look like, I feel like it was a great moment for her to have and a great moment for us to share with her. We don't win that ring without Dee. I'm not going to not say that because it's true. So it's very great that she can have that and share that moment with her two children and her mom and her sister there. And it was really good to see her.
What were your thoughts? I think that was a great comment. And they went on to win the game handedly. So how do you feel?
First of all, can you say Hollywood? Okay, Asia, right? But seriously though, it was good to hear from Asia, and I can't say I'm surprised, but at the end of the day, you move on, right? Like, yeah. De'Erica is now with a new team. So to your point, no, I didn't expect her to stand with the team. Definitely didn't expect her to have any type of interaction with Becky. But the fact that she, to Asia's point, the fact that she was there, she was in the building, got to celebrate it with both of her kids. Like, those are special moments that you don't get to do a lot. You don't get to celebrate a lot. So you want to make the most of it. So I was just happy that she was able to be there and celebrate. And unfortunately, not only did they not get the win, they got spanked.
It wasn't good for the Sparks. Not at all. But for the Aces, they had Anita Baker singing the national anthem before the game because of Sydney Colson's tweet from years ago. That came into fruition. They had a amazing atmosphere and crowd there. Their ring, I had to note it, 561 diamonds on that ring. It's one of the most expensive championship rings to date that they've had.
Oh, really?
Yes. But as you, who have won many of rings and are a champion, what is kind of that ring ceremony like? How does that feel? And then you have to play a game after. I know that sometimes can be tricky, but the Aces handled business.
Oh, no. Like, that's the best time to play because it's like your time to remind everybody, not just that team you're playing, but to remind everybody, like put them on notice. This is what we did last year, and we're coming back for another one this year. Like, I just remember every time we had our ring ceremony. It always was like, all right, this is great. We did it last year. Give me my ring. Let me look at it. And then it was all about business because last year was last year. And you know that everybody is coming for you. Mm-hmm. So I just reminiscing and thinking about it. First of all, I'm a little salty about the ring, listening to what you said. All those diamonds.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, Mark Davis wasn't our owner.
I know. Anyway. There you go.
No, like it's a great moment. The thing is, you hate to be the team that's playing the team receiving their rings, mm-hmm. regardless of who it is, because you know what the celebration is going to be like, and you know they're going to bring it. And it just so happens to be that, unfortunately, the Sparks had to play the Aces on their ring night without their squad, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what didn't. That was just really unfortunate. But I think it's safe to say the Aces, they look pretty good. I mean, you have that ring ceremony. We're reminded of how great they are. And then the game starts and then you're quickly reminded that, oh, Candace Parker is a part of this team now.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem fair.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. One thing for anybody out there who, listen, I'm a huge Anita Baker fan.
Oh,
love,
me too.
Love Anita Baker. But for those of you that may not have seen it, you have to go check out Sid Colson singing Anita Baker. I'm not going to say if it was good, bad, or whatever. You just got to go listen. I love me some Sid Colson. Great entertainment. You got to go check out Sid singing Anita Baker.
Oh, it's perfection. Sydney Colson singing Anita Baker will forever be in my mind. She's actually a pretty good singer. Well, congrats to the Aces. They have a banner hanging in Michelob Ultra Arena now, which is so cool. And it's looking like there's going to be another one hanging there pretty soon.
I mean, you know, there are probably a few teams that have something to say about it, but based off of what I've seen in four games, and you know what? I want to also add this. A couple of those games, I didn't think the Aces played very well.
And they still pulled out a win. Yeah, I agree with that. They had some down moments or maybe taken a couple plays off, but they still pulled it out. I mean, a Jackie Young 30-piece. I feel like Jackie Young hasn't even been in that mix yet of who we're talking about. But no, she's been killing it. The Aces.
Oh, gosh, yeah, Jackie Young.
The Aces look like the Aces.
Yeah, they do. So just a little entertainment for the people, since I told them to go check it out. Let's just give them a little taste of what Sid Colson, did.
Do plenty of room. Do I apologize? Yeah. Now, operator. Yeah. And my best is here. This is perfect. God couldn't give me a better gift.
In the audience now.
baby. Don't leave, Chels. Don't leave. Come on. Don't leave, KB. Come on.
Now, operator, my baby on the line. Cause just the other night, we had a horrible fight. I admit that I was out of control, but I still love my man with my body and soul. Oh, the road gets rough. You say things you should not say, but I never meant to treat my baby that way. I apologize.
All right. Yeah. Jill.
Incredible.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, she was on beat. I like the big.
I know. I mean, okay, it wouldn't be Anita Baker if you didn't do that.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, I must have watched that 10 times. And I heard something different every time. That's why I love me some Sid Colson. Not the only reason why, but yeah. Oh my gosh. Wow. I needed that in my life.
Oh, well, that is perfect. That is a great way to cap off talking about the Aces for this episode. Sid, please come on and sing us more Anita Baker specifically to us. That is our request. Okay, well, another team we wanted to talk about, or another game, really, is the Fever versus Atlanta, which went down to the wire. The Fever beat the Dream 90-87 on Sunday. But Cheryl, this was not only just another win in the win column for the Fever. For the first time in nearly a year, the Indiana Fever won a game.
That just doesn't even sound right.
I'm going to be totally honest. When I saw that our producer, Alex, put that in the rundown, I thought she didn't finish the sentence. I thought it was like the Indiana Fever won a game. Like, I was like, oh, you meant you forgot something here. No, the last time they won was June 19th, 2022 against the Chicago Sky.
That's crazy.
It doesn't seem real.
It's crazy. I know, I'm the same way. When I saw it, I was like, I started digging, doing some research. I was like, can't be. No.
It can't be right. That ended a 20-game losing streak, which tied for the longest in WNBA history. And Nalissa Smith led the team, 23 points, 13 rebounds. We already talked about Nalissa Smith and how she was going to come out this year. So that was really exciting. Aaliyah Boston recorded 13 points and 7 rebounds. But as we're talking about the Fever, there was a lot of WNBA Twitter drama over the weekend. A lot. We're not going to get into all of it because we don't have the time nor the patience. But one tweet. It was a lot. One tweet that we do want to focus on was from Sunday. It was tweeted by M, a reporter for the Next Hoops. And it was a video of Lexi Hull shooting an air ball, which we've all shot in our lives. But the tweet said, the Fever could have had Taylor Mikesell. Instead, they chose this. And it showed the video of Lexi Hull. Now, Cheryl, you commented directly on the tweet. Mm-hmm. But what, when you saw that, what was your initial reaction? And kind of how did that tweet make you feel?
So I saw it and I saw everybody else commenting. And you know what's crazy is that I'm actually getting emotional just thinking about it, because how dare you?
I know.
That's how I felt, right? And I tried to go on to something else and I kept coming back to it. And when I looked at the video, I honestly was like, really? Like, this is what we're doing. You're supposed to be someone that's promoting the game. And, you know, I don't even want to get into all of that, but how dare you? So here's my thing. I had the opportunity, like, watch Lexi Hull play in college, had the opportunity to watch her play at AU, and really gained a lot of respect for who she is as a player. Lexi Hull plays both ends of the floor. Mm-hmm. Exceptionally well. Like, she's going to defend. She wants to guard the best player. She's going to rebound. She can score the basketball. Like she plays both ends of the floor, which is very rare nowadays because not a lot of players do that. And she takes a lot of pride in her game. My thing is this: of all the things you could find to talk about the game, you want to go find a clip of her shooting an air ball.
Mm-hmm.
So the next question I ask is, what do you do? No, because don't come for someone doing their job. And she does her job very well.
Yes.
The best of us, the best of them have shot air balls, right? Like, it's an air ball. That's the clip you wanted to find to post and say, had got this instead. And so my tweet was, I said, stop it, right? Because I really wanted to say something else. But I was just like, stop that. Like, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Lexi Hull is exactly where Lexi Hull is supposed to be, doing mm-hmm. what Lexi Hull is supposed to be doing. Now, I'm not upset that you would rather see another player, right? Because everybody has their favorites, your fan. But don't discredit somebody else because your player or the player you wanted to see isn't on the team. Like, mm-hmm. we have to be better than that. There are enough people out there who bash women, period, but bash female basketball players every single day. And yes. we're having to deal with that and live with that and fight that every single day. Like, mm-hmm. don't be one of those people. Mm-hmm. That was my thought.
Especially as I think my first thought was how unprofessional this is.
That
and
too.
I think as a WNBA reporter or somebody who, you know, as myself, who considers you kind of have to be an ambassador for this league. And so mm-hmm. by showing that type of video or saying that type of comment, it does nothing. Like, that does nothing for anyone. It's not saying that you're a better shooter than Lexi Hull or Taylor Mikesell isn't going to shoot an air ball, because everybody is capable of shooting an air ball. We all have.
Jordan, shooting air balls is part of basketball.
Yes.
Turning the ball over is part of basketball.
It is. And Taylor Mikesell responded. Yeah. Taylor Mikesell responded, said, "Lexi is a great player and a phenomenal person. This is completely unnecessary. She earned that spot and is more than deserving." And, you know, this has gotten, I mean, there's like over 100 quote tweets of everyone just saying how they are disapproving of this and standing up for Lexi. But I think more than that, it was unnecessary. It was uncalled for. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it really moves the needle on the WNBA, on Lexi Hull, on the Fever, on anything else. So this was a clip taking from that Atlanta Dream game, and Lexi is going to go on to make plenty more shots and do amazing more things.
Yeah, you know, sorry, because I definitely want to move on, but I think my question is, like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Like, what were you hoping to gain?
Yeah.
By posting that video of her shooting an air ball? I don't know. It just, girl, it just got my blood boiling.
Didn't leave a great taste in your mouth at all, because it just wasn't good. WNBA Twitter was on fire. It's week one of the WNBA. Let's not compare. This is another thing. Then we're going to move on. Last thing. I think from the media, and this happens so much on the NBA side, we get in this comparison game where we're not thinking about the players as people. We're just saying, well, stat for stat, or shot for shot, or turnover for turnover, this player is going to do better than this player. And you're not really considering them as a person or what that would do to them if you did post one of their flawed things. Lexi Hull's dad had to get involved on Twitter. Like, it doesn't add anything. And I think it's so easy, because that is very much a thing on the NBA. Oh, look at this person's on Shaq and a Fool. Look at all their errors that they've made. And it's like, why? why? Why does, what does that add for anything? But we'll leave it there. Please go on.
We could go on and on.
There's more that happened on WNBA Twitter, but make sure to just subscribe and look at everything on WNBA Twitter, because it's always spicy. That's one thing that WNBA Twitter will always bring. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Atlanta Dream head coach, Tanisha Wright. Welcome back to Queens of the Court. Let's start with some sound from head coach Tanisha Wright. This was a question asked from Gabriella Lewis from the Next Hoops about Letitia Amair's playing time. This is what Coach Wright had to say.
No, I mean, LA is a rookie, right? And she's still trying to figure it out as well. But we have great players, you know what I mean, that played significant minutes for us last year and did well for us last year. You know what I mean? LA is doing exactly what we're asking her to do. She's not, it's no fault of her own, because she's doing exactly what we're asking her to do. But so are the other ones. You know what I mean? So are the other ones. So it's just the nature of the business. You know what I mean? I'm not sure where we've gotten to a point where we just expect that kids are going to come in and automatically play. You know what I mean? Like, they've been here for years. She's been here for years. She has an extra year under her belt now. Experience. Like
that. I didn't play as a rookie at all. Throwing that out there.
Right? And she's 9 years in. And the first half of the season, Nas had DMPs. You know what I'm saying? It's just the nature of the business, you know? And like I said, it's no knock to LA. It's just that she has people ahead of her that have the experience and that are playing. And they're also doing what we're asking. So it's just, it could just be a wait your turn, right? I mean, CP, I didn't play that much my rookie year either. You know what I mean? And I had a great 14-year career after that. So that's just the nature of the business. I know people keep wanting to know, and I know South Carolina fans really want to know. What's going on with LA? Nothing. LA is doing exactly what we're asking her to do. She comes in every day. She works her butt off every single day, and she does what we ask her to do. And we expect that because she's a part of this team.
Very, very well said. That was a gavel drop.
That was a gavel drop.
That was Coach Tanisha Wright with Cheyenne Parker and Naz Hillman after the loss to the Indiana Fever. And I think this is a conversation about expectation, because there's one conversation about, okay, all these rookies have to make a roster. How are you waiving all these rookies? Letitia Amair made the team, but that does not mean that she is going to be the face of this core group that is very talented. She's going to contribute in ways that she can. And I think a lot of people had, maybe they just don't get that. If you're not a real hooper, you don't know.
So there's a lot I got to say about this. So here's my thing. You know this, and for anyone or everyone who's going to listen, if they didn't know, they're going to know now. Like, don't come for any South Carolina Gamecocks, especially the coach, Dawn Staley, because you know, like, I'm ride or die. I got you. This particular one, I'm there with Coach T. And it's not to take anything away from LA. It's right. Not to say that she's not good enough. I mean, she's an Olympian, right?
Yeah, she's great.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, to Tanisha's point, and I can't say it any better than she did. You're still a rookie. Mm-hmm. And I know there are squads that rookies, they play. But to her point, when she's like, LA is doing everything we're asking her to do, but so is everybody else.
Yeah.
Right? So until you can come in and basically beat somebody out of a spot, go take somebody's job, this is your role on this team, right? Mm-hmm. And so her role on the team, and I'm sure Tanisha and Barb Turner, I'm sure they've had conversations with LA and said, here's what we need from you. And LA's doing those things. But her moment for being on the floor right now is not right now.
Yeah.
Who's to say that halfway through the season, it won't be different? I hate saying like Coach Tanisha said, but she said it. Like, mm-hmm. that's just the nature of this business right now, or sports period. Yeah. I don't know a whole lot of rookies that can come into a professional league, and we'll say the W in particular, and not only start, but play a significant amount of minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, it's totally different being a professional than it is being a collegiate player. The competition is better. The speed is quicker. The systems are like, there's so much that you have to learn besides just your ability to shoot the basketball. Right. And so I look at it and say, she's on a squad, and it's not to take anything away from anybody else. Like, Bree Beal is not on a squad. Right. So that's a different argument, but LA is, she's on a team. She's on a really good team. And she's getting an opportunity to learn from some really good players in front of her, so that when her number is called, because her number will be called, yes, she'll be ready to go and produce.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because here's the other thing. Sorry, because I know I said I had a lot. Because here's the other thing. Do you want to put her in a game or in a situation where she's not ready and that destroys her confidence?
Yeah.
Right, because then
that's a huge part of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a transition. It's a learning process. It's a growth process. There's so much that goes into it besides just your talent. And so mm-hmm. I love when Tanisha said she's doing all the things we're asking her to do, but so is everybody else. And at the end of the day, she is a part of this team.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's tough because you always know that your fans, and listen, in South Carolina fans, girl, they ride hard. You know what I mean? And so hard. Yeah, I'm sure they're like, listen, we came out to watch this game and LA ain't even playing.
Mm-hmm. And I know that had to be difficult. And also, I think it's a great problem to have if you're Coach T. Like, you're saying, I have so much talent that LA is going to bring something when she needs to bring it.
No doubt.
Her number will be called. And I think it's, again, going back to that comparison game, especially if you are a South Carolina fan. You're like, okay, Zaya Cook came off the bench and had an amazing first game and had 14 points. And Don was in the crowd. And that was so much fun. Is everybody going to get that moment? Aaliyah Boston has had a great start to the season, and I don't want that comparison. Not everybody's journey is that. My favorite thing that Coach T said in that comment was she didn't play a lot as a rookie, and she played 14 years in the league. That's what you want.
Yeah.
You do not want to play or peak in your first year in the WNBA. You want longevity. So it's not always how you start, or it's not a knock of what your career is going to be if you're not playing right now.
Yeah, Jordan, it also depends on where you go, right?
Like, always.
What team are you going to? Here's my thing. They're obviously, and I say this to players all the time, there obviously was something that Coach T and her staff saw in LA to make them say, we want her, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at these notes. Her career starts in South Carolina, 4. Do you know how many players have made WNBA rosters who weren't really starters
right.
in college?
That says so much about who she is as a player.
Yeah, it says so much about her. It also says a lot about the coach she played for, Don mm-hmm. Staley. And I said this in another episode. Like, Dawn has played before. She's been in the league as a player, not just a player, but as a point guard. So she definitely gets it. So she's one of those player coaches that knows what it takes and knows how to prepare her players for the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I haven't had an opportunity to speak with Dawn or to speak to LA, but I would be willing to bet Dawn has had a conversation with her. Like, just wait your turn. Yeah. Wait your time. Your moment will come. And when your moment comes, you shine bright. Shine bright like a diamond.
Ooh.
Sydney was singing, so I had to put a little bit in there.
I mean, this is your second time we broke out into song this episode.
I didn't break out. I didn't break out. It just hit me. Yeah, but you know, I want LA to stay like confident in who she is and her ability. And you know, there's no other way to put it besides to say if she wasn't good enough, she wouldn't have made the roster.
She wouldn't be there. And she is there for a reason. And I kind of want to broaden this out to all rookies that have made a team and maybe are like, okay, the drop is so different. We talked about this before between college and the pros. And when you were the star, maybe you were the star of your team in college. And I think of someone like Maddie Segrist. She led the nation in scoring and she's coming off the bench and barely getting minutes in Dallas. You know what I mean? Like there mm-hmm. is a difference. And I hope that 4 games into the season that we are not putting all of our stock in, oh, okay, LA hasn't played, so there goes her rookie season. Like there's still so much time left. We talked about the Sparks a little bit ago. Ray Burrell got waived. They called her back already because players couldn't play. So you never know what's going to happen.
Just stay ready.
If you stay ready, you don't got to get ready.
You ain't got to get ready, Jordan. Tell them.
LA is going to be fine. She's going to be great. And I mean, week one has brought so much already. I just love this league. I love everything about it. It's going to be so good.
It's so good.
So competitive. Mm-hmm. What are some games this week? Let me look up that you have kind of circled on your calendar. Let's see. What do we have? We have the Sky and the Dream. Okay. That's going to be a good one. Oh, Stewie goes back to Seattle.
Ooh.
Tuesday. Seattle are going to be some tears shed. Yeah. They missed their Stewie. That's going to be a good one.
That's going to be real interesting, too.
Yes.
That's going to be interesting because I saw a few tweets from some Seattle Storm fans, and they weren't liking some of the stuff that Stewie said in one of her interviews. So, it'll be interesting to see how.
Oh, that she made the right choice?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
that was just the stat, like in the stomach. They're like, we're already hurting, Stewie. Why?
Somebody said she could have just easily said, I'm happy to be here.
No, yeah, we all like, saw that video. Stewie was feeling herself. There was no coming down off of that cloud.
She was. And she should be, because Stewie is balling right now.
She's balling.
Girl,
she's
keep balling. Doing so it.
That's going to be a good one. I'm sure we'll talk about that one later. But if you are loving Queens of the Court, because I know you are, please follow, rate, and review the show. It's available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to tell your fellow WNBA fans about us too.
And if there's anything, I guess anything, you want to hear us discuss, let us know on social media. You can find me at AirSwoops22 and Jordan. Oh, y'all, she's got a brand new handle. Let me get this right. She's now at Hey Jordan R. Is that correct?
Okay, I need to clip that and just make sure it is only said exactly like that. Yeah, we're leaning all the way into the Robinson. We're leaning all the way in.
See, because did you see my tweet when I said, here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Okay, that's it. That's all you get.
Yeah. I mean.
I love it.
Can we get a sticker of all the songs? We need
it. I do. I love it.
Thank you.
Mrs. Robinson.
Thanks, that's me. And we also have a brand new listener email address. You can send us questions or feedback at queensofthecourt@odyssey.com.
Queens of the Court is an Odyssey original created in partnership with the WNBA.
The show is produced by Alex Ozzie. The executive producer is Lena Moss Glazer. Social media assistance from Isabella Apple. Imaging from T Storm Battle.
And Court is adjourned. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.